So we'll do the same thing on offense or last night's game, Lara, pitching matchup.
Sure thing.
Lineups. We'll move along. Oops, sorry, dude.
Okay.
I don't think I can say Jamal Clark. Two minutes.
Sounds good.
Two post time. Live from Maimonides Park on Coney Island, you're watching Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on SNY. Tonight's matchup features the visiting Aberdeen Ironbirds, the High A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles, and your Brooklyn Cyclones, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. Alongside my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock. A beautiful night for baseball here in Brooklyn as the Cyclones and Ironbirds get ready to play Game 4 of this six-game series. For those who watched last night, a 13-3 win for Brooklyn, Johnny. 13 runs, 14 hits. Haven't seen an explosion of offense like that here on Coney Island in quite a while.
Five different players had multi-hit contests for the Cyclones. Both those 13 runs you mentioned and 14 hits, tying a season-high watermark for Brooklyn in a game that really had everything. Jeffrey De Los Santos, a solo shot. Chris Suero had a three-run home run. He also finished with five ribbies on the night and was one of the five Cyclone batters who enjoyed a multi-hit contest. One of those games where, as we mentioned on the air last night, the hitting was contagious. It was a good day to be a Brooklyn batter and not so great of a night to be an Aberdeen pitcher.
So much so that Aberdeen needed to use two position players to finish out the ballgame on the mound last night. But speaking of the offense yesterday for Brooklyn, how about the performance from Wilfredo Lara, the 20-year-old infielder, reached base four times last night. Last 15 games since the 19th of May, he's been one of the hottest hitters in the league and one of the young prospects many Met fans need to acquaint themselves with.
He also scored three runs in yesterday's game, had a pair of hits, and was plunked not once but twice. And for Lara, this is someone who comes into play number 24 as far as the Mets organization rankings are concerned. We've seen him a little bit in the outfield, but more often than not in the middle infield. And Mets fans and Cyclones fans will get a chance to watch him do his thing today playing second base.
Lara's been great as of late, an OPS just under 1,000 over the course of the last two-plus weeks or so. But the main storyline tonight is the starting pitching matchup for Aberdeen. It's the left-hander Luis De Leon, the number 17 prospect in the Orioles organization for the Cyclones. It's a name that you've heard a lot about over the course of the first few months of the minor league season. Jonah Tong, the 20-year-old right-hander, one of the Mets' top 30 prospects. Both these guys, the top pitching prospect on their respective roster, and we are in for a treat here tonight.
And how about this? When Jonah Tong got the call up to the high A level to join these Cyclones back the first week of May, He had not allowed a single earned run during the entirety of the month of April at the single-A level with St. Lucie. And you know Jonah, Justin, is going to be raring to go. It's been a long time coming for him. Last time out, only recorded one out, allowed five earned runs. I'm sure he's been antsy. I'm sure this day couldn't have come quick enough, but a chance to showcase his stuff tonight in front of a cable TV audience.
And Jonah's had a great mindset about it over the course of these last couple of days, getting ready to go back to work on the mound here tonight for the Cyclones, coming off that tough start last go around. And it looks like the Cyclones are just about ready to take the field here on Coney Island. With that, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. The starting lineups for tonight's matchup, as always, brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. First for the visiting Aberdeen Ironbirds here tonight, leading off and playing at center field, the man who hit a triple off Edwin Diaz last night, center fielder Tavian Josenberger. Elio Prado bat second in left. Matt Horvath, college teammate of Joey Lancelotti at North Carolina, bats third and plays second base. Matthew Etzel is the cleanup batter in right. Carter Young, switch hitter, will bat fifth and play third base. Douglas Hodo, the third, back in the lineup tonight. He'll bat sixth and be the DH. Jalen Vasquez, the shortstop, will hit seventh. Maxwell Costas closed out the game on the mound yesterday for the Ironbirds. He will bat eighth and play first. And Adam Retzbach rounds out the order, batting ninth behind the plate. Starting lineup for your Brooklyn Cyclones tonight, put together by their skipper, Gilbert Gomez. Stanley Consuegra, another day in the leadoff spot. He will be in center as you look at the Brooklyn defensive alignment tonight. Nick LaRusso, the first baseman, hits second. Austin Allen, guy with big league experience here with Brooklyn on a minor league rehab assignment, he'll bat third and catch. William Lugo, the shortstop, cleans up. Junior Tilley in a 16-game on-base streak. The DH batting fifth. Wilfredo Lara, we just talked about him, he'll bat sixth and play second. Chris Suero, native of the Bronx, in left field tonight, he'll bat seventh. Mateo Gill hits eighth at third. And Kellum Clark making his second appearance at the high A level, he'll bat ninth and play right field. Jonah Tong on the mound for the Cyclones tonight, and we'll talk about it right now for those of you watching on SNY wondering why in the world Jonah Tong is wearing a jersey that says Oat Milkers instead of Cyclones. Well, we'll explain. It's a partnership with Oatly, the world's original and largest oat milk company. They've been doing this throughout minor league baseball. All 120 minor league teams wearing these uniforms at some point or another this season. Tonight, that's the case for Brooklyn. Tong against Josenberger. Our first pitch of the night is a fastball strike, and we are underway right on schedule, 7:05 Eastern. Well, the numbers for Jonah so far this year coming into the night. The righty's 0-1. A breaking ball inside and low, 1-1. Tong making his 11th appearance, 9th start overall in the minors this year. A 2-1 record, a 2.01 ERA. Just 26 hits allowed in 40 and a third innings, 18 walks, 63 Ks as Josenberger fouls it back. And the count quickly, a ball and two strikes. Josenberger, we mentioned, tripled off Diaz last night, hitting at 205, two homers, 21 RBIs. Tong hides his eyes. Now the 1-2. And Josenberger fouls it off towards the roof.
Much like Felipe De La Cruz yesterday, if you joined us, Jonah Tong, an arm who is not going to waste many pitches. He likes to throw strikes and really makes it a point to pound the zone.
1-2. At the knee, strike three called, and Jonah Tong starts the night with a strikeout. One up, one down in the top half of the first inning.
Well, right on cue, Jonah must have heard me. Josenberger just couldn't do anything with it, and a very nice start to the evening for Mr. Tong.
Now this is probably the biggest batter of the game. We'll explain. Tong struck out the leadoff man in his last start against Jersey Shore, but then allowed six straight to reach base. And once that pitch count got over 30, that was the end of the night for Jonah. Not sure what is being relayed. Maybe something that's out of the dugout that shouldn't be there for Aberdeen along the third base side. So base is empty, one out for Elio Prado. And he takes high 1-0. Defensively behind Tong tonight, you saw it A little bit earlier, left to right in the outfield, Suero, Consuegra, Clark. Third and first around the infield, Gil, Lugo, Lara, LaRusso. 1-0. High 2-0. Austin Allen, the minor league rehabber behind the plate. Prado hitting at 204. Three homers, 22 batted in. 2-0 from Jonah. And this lined into left field. And that will get down in front of Suero for a base hit. So Elio Prado on with the game's first knock. And the Ironbirds with one on and one out for Matt Horvath.
Yeah, Aberdeen had three runs on eight hits yesterday, but it was a game that they were playing come from behind, really, ever since Brooklyn put up that sixth spot in the bottom of the fifth. Cyclones followed it up with four in the sixth. 10 runs between those two frames alone for Brooklyn last night.
Yeah, the 13 runs on 14 hits, the most Brooklyn has had in a home game. That being combined is the pitch high to Horvath, 1-0. You have to go all the way back to May 19th, 2021. In a game against Hudson Valley, it was so long ago, it was still 5 days before Francisco Alvarez was promoted here to Brooklyn. 1-0 and Horvath off the wrists. Souvenir in the count, 1-1. Horvath, Orioles second round pick last year out of North Carolina, shot a nice video with Joey Lancelotti of the Cyclones earlier today. Wishing luck to their Tar Heels in the Super Regionals. Later on tonight, taking on West Virginia. But Horvath hitting at 204, three homers, 20 RBI. It was 0-for-3 last night with a walk. Throw back to first, and Prado back in standing. Beautiful night for baseball here on Coney Island. Might be the most humid day we've had here in Brooklyn so far this season. Right now, 79 degrees. Got the American flag out in center, blowing a tad bit out towards left. 1-1. Curveball bounces. Two balls and a strike. Umpiring crew tonight, Jamal Allen behind the plate, calling the balls and strikes. And Connor Kroll, native of South Jersey, on the bases. Runner goes, the pitch low, throw down to second by Allen, way high and into center field. Thinking about third, Prado, but Consuegra backs it up. It's 3-1 on Horvath. But Elio Prado is stolen back. That is ninth of the year. Aberdeen came into play today, already six different players on the active roster with 10 or more stolen bases.
Number 151 on the season for them as a team. That leads the minor leagues. They had three yesterday, and they're off and running again.
The 3-1. There is a fastball strike. Tong hits the outside corner at 91. And the count full 3-2. The interesting thing about Tong this year, in an era where max effort on every pitch has really become the norm, Tong has sort of bucked against that trend. The payoff pitch. And Horvath fouls it away. 92 that time, stays full. We have seen Tong dial it up into the mid-90s this year, but generally sitting in the 91 to 93 range. In large part, he is not pitching at max effort, trying to sacrifice a little bit of that velocity for location. The payoff pitch at the knees, strike three called, and Horvath knew it. Couple of strikeouts for Tong. That's what we mean. 94 on the fastball there at the bottom of the zone. Two out.
And I'm sure if you were to ask Jonah, hey, 94 and a strike or 96 and maybe a little bit away, he'll take the punch out.
I don't understand why anyone wouldn't. But philosophies change over time. That K brought to you by BKFC. And the first pitch to Matthew Etzel, waved at and missed 0-1. But the Brooklyn Football Club bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025 in the USL. But for more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. You see their advertisement on our left field wall. The 0-1 Etzel, broken bat. And this one will get off the screen. And the count, no balls and two strikes. Good fastball that time from Jonah Etzel. last night's ball game had a couple of base hits, including a triple. Scored twice. Batting average up over the 300 mark at 301. Four homers, 34 runs batted in. Tong, a guy who has a credible IVB, induced vertical break. You know, if you listened and watched last night, you heard Johnny talk about it at the tail end of our broadcast. Basically, what IVB measures is how much a pitch resists gravity. Obviously, a pitch can't technically rise, but that measures the quote-unquote rise of a ball. That's what Tong does a lot of. And Tong steps off, looks the runner back. Generally speaking, any fastball with 18 or more inches of IVB is a plus pitch, and that's about every pitch Jonah throws with the fastball, with plenty in the 20 or greater range. That's why he has been so good. Runner breaks for third, the 0-2, and Edsel a swing and a miss. They say he did not make contact. Picked up by Allen, fires on to first to complete the strikeout and end the inning. Well, what a way to make the introduction to Met fans. Three outs in the first inning, three strikeouts for Jonah Tong. We're through a half. It's Brooklyn coming to bat. No score on SNY.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Stanley Consuegra to lead off for Brooklyn here in the bottom of the first inning. Aberdeen stranding a runner at second in the top half alongside Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock, a sun-drenched Maimonides Park tonight. And the first pitch to Stanley Consuegra is taken high 1-0. Consuegra nearly hit a ball through the left field wall last night, and he rockets a base hit to the left of second base and into center field. And the Cyclones' all-time leader in hits picks up another as the ball bobbled out at center. Consuegra picks up another knock, and the Cyclones have the leadoff man on.
Yeah, well, not the way you want to get things started from an Aberdeen pitching standpoint. One night removed from allowing 13 runs on 14 hits. First batter of the game, singles in the form of Consuegra.
Stanley had a couple of knocks last night, was on base four times in the win. Brings up Nick LaRusso, and this one shot down the right field line. That one is a foul ball. Jamal Allen called it a foul ball down the line, and Nick LaRusso can't believe it. And honestly, neither can I. You see the Brooklyn bullpen irate at Jamal Allen, who ejected Gilbert Gomez last night after missing a call at second base. And you can see Dakota Hawkins, Ben Simon, Justin Lawson, and the Cyclone bullpen perplexed down the right field line as it looked like LaRusso had a ball into the corner. I don't know if we can get a replay on that, but potential momentum shifter on that foul ball down the line. instead of extra bases.
Quite honestly, I'm surprised to not see Gilbert Gomez out of the dugout on the first base shot.
The 0-1. That pitch low, one ball and one strike on LaRusso. Nick last night, 1-for-4 with a walk, scored a couple of times. Batting average at .267, 7 homers, 27 batted in, the 1-1 inside. And it's two balls and a strike. LaRusso been outstanding for Brooklyn this year, top 10 in the league, and various categories including OPS and slugging. The 2-1. LaRusso bounces it on the ground at third. Could be two. Young on to second for one. Relay back to first, double play. And what a difference that makes. Instead of a two-base hit, two outs, and the bases are empty. Take a look at Aberdeen defensively tonight. Left to right of the outfield, Elio Prado, Tavian Josenberger, and Matthew Etzel. Third to first around the infield, Carter Young, Jalen Vasquez, Mac Horvath, and Maxwell Costas. With Adam Retzbach, the catcher behind the plate. Here's the minor league rehabbing Austin Allen. And the lefty batter takes a called strike, 0-1. Allen 0-for-3 with a walk, a couple of strikeouts in his first game with Brooklyn on Wednesday afternoon. A good breaking ball has him out in front, 0-2. Allen played three games at AAA Syracuse before landing on the IL on April the 6th. The 0-2 pitch. Down and away, a ball and two strikes. Allen does have a plethora of big league experience, 57 games in the big leagues between 2019 and 2022 with the Padres and A's. The 1-2 from De Leon, and a swing and a foul tip into the glove of Retzbach, strike three, side retired. So a pair of separate emotions in this inning, went from a potential extra base hit and an RBI to a double play, and the minimum brought to the plate. We head to the second. We'll be joined by a very special guest from Maimonides Health, and we come back. No score on SNY.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the Hot Dog King of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Back here on SNY, we go to the top of the second inning. No score here on Coney Island. Cyclones and Ironbirds here on SNY as Jonah Tong back to the mound. First pitch to Carter Young is a breaking ball inside, and the count 1-0. Young did not play yesterday, 0-for-3 in his last matchup. Righty's 1-0, and Young takes outside. Two balls no strikes. Young, 17th round pick of the Orioles a couple of years ago out of Vanderbilt. And the righty deals, and Young is swinging a miss. And the count 2-1. Joined now by a very special guest here From Maimonides Park, from Maimonides Health, we are joined now by the lovely Dr. Inna Nalipovich. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly here on Maimonides Park and the Cyclones Radio Network. How you doing tonight, Doctor?
Doing really great. It's great weather out here. Nice view, too.
It's a beautiful view, a beautiful night for baseball. We're so glad you could join us here tonight. How long have you worked at Maimonides, and what do you like the most about working as a part of Maimonides Health?
Well, I realized tonight that I'm actually working there for half of my adult life. Right? And I started volunteering about 22 years ago. Wow. So what do I like about it? Well, listen, it's a big, big hospital, right? It's the biggest in Brooklyn, but it's a community. It's a community. It's multicultural. It's multilingual. Your doctors, your providers will be speaking your language, which is very, very important. And we care about each other, and we care about the people we treat. You know, I think that's important.
How much do you get, you know, responses from patients and things like that who are appreciative of the fact that there are plenty of doctors that are able to speak different languages and help out? Is this a fly ball to center, fighting the sunshine? Consuegra makes the catch for the first out. But how does that help to have so many different doctors that can speak different languages to help patients be able to converse in their own language?
Well, you can explain symptoms much better, right? If your doctor knows what you're talking about, if you don't need a translator. And we do provide translator services if you need them. And, you know, access to care is very, very important, and we care about that very much.
Now, you work with a lot of cardiology services. What kind of services that you do you provide, and why are they so important for people to continue to get checks and check on their cardiology health?
Well, you know, heart disease is number one killer in the United States. It's number one killer in New York State. I care about the heart deeply. Clearly, I'm a cardiologist. That's what I do, right? But people don't always know the symptoms they're having, and it's very, very important to be aware. It's not always that crushing chest pain, I collapse, and you call the ambulance, right? If you're lucky to survive that. But if you want to survive, you should probably come to us because we're really, really good at what we're doing. We've been ranked consistently number one many years for heart attack survival in New York State. So that's very good. And number one in cardiac surgery. So why would you want to go anywhere else?
I can't think of any good reasons. If you have any heart problems or any concerns about your heart health, always visit our friends at Maimonides Health as Douglas Hodo swings and misses. And the count, a ball and two strikes. But Dr. Nalipovich, when should people start getting heart screenings, and what signs should they look for?
Well, you know, one of the biggest things is you should start screening pretty early, and probably by your 20s you should have your cholesterol checked, especially if you have a history of heart disease in your family. You know, there's familial hypercholesterolemia, which is a disease which leads to early heart attacks, for example. And, you know, particularly what's dear to me is the issues with heart and women's heart health. A lot of women present without having symptoms of a classic heart attack. And if you have a family member under the age of 65 and you're a woman, and family member died of heart disease or had heart surgery or stents, it's probably good to start screening at least 10 years before that if you haven't done so already.
That's great advice. So if you haven't done so already, start getting your heart tests and getting your heart screened and making sure you're taking care of yourself and your heart health. 1-2, the count on Douglas Hodo the third. We're joined now by Dr. Inna Nalipovich, cardiologist from Maimonides Health, as Hodo strikes out, looking already the fourth strikeout for Jonah Tong here tonight. But Dr. Nalipovich, what stands out about cardiology services, whether it be the excellence, the cultural competency? What is it about the cardiology services at Maimonides Health and from you yourself that, you know, stands out above the rest? I know you mentioned you've been ranked number one quite a bit, but there's got to be other things that also helps you stand out.
Also, we work as a team. You know, our cardiologists, our cardiothoracic surgeons, we're a team. We're friends. We call each other on the cell phone. We want to take care of our patients the best we can. There is no competition. So working as a part of the team is very, very important. The other thing, you know, with the we do all the services that you could think of except heart transplant itself. So if you're having heart failure, you don't have to go all the way to the city to be taken care of. We do all of the non-invasive surgeries, minimally invasive procedures that you can think of. And that's really, really good. You don't have to go very far to get excellent care.
That's the best part. That's why Maimonides Health is the best in Brooklyn and why we're so glad to have them as partners here with the Brooklyn Cyclones, as taking a strike on the inside corner, Jalen Vasquez in the count 1-1. Bases empty, two out, top of the second inning, alongside Dr. Inna Nalipovich of Maimonides Health. I'm Justin Rock. Glad to have you with us here on SNY on this gorgeous Friday night. The 1-1 from the right-hander. This is down and away at 2-1. Has there been anything? what stands out to you in terms of some of the more rewarding moments of your career, having a chance to work here in Brooklyn at Maimonides Health? When you look back at your career here at Maimonides, what are some of the things that stand out to you?
Well, it's very, very rewarding because one, some of the things that I do is cardio obstetrics. So I take care of the women who are high risk, who are having heart issues, help them deliver healthy babies. So we do a lot of monitoring. There's an excellent obstetrics and gynecology service that we have. And I'm really lucky and privileged that I can take care of the women from all the ages, you know, from the teens, well, after age 15, because I only do adults, to all the way to 90s and 100s, and I have patients for all the different reasons. And, you know, women's heart symptoms a lot of the times don't present the same as men's. We don't get as much research about what works for women's heart disease. So being able to deliver excellent care and recognize the right symptoms and treat it at the right time is very, very important.
And it's vitally important getting things checked out early and fast and getting things taken care of and being able to treat things early. Obviously, always will be a big helper as the count full on Jalen Vasquez. The righty fires home and is fouled back and out of play. How's everything going for you so far tonight here in Brooklyn, Dr. Nalipovich? You having fun here at the ballpark?
Oh, I love it. And a great view, too. And I hope we'll win.
Absolutely. Always trying to bring home a victory, especially when you have a chance to be on TV. But who are you out here at the ballpark with tonight? Who's come with you from Maimonides Health?
Well, I have Tina. Hi, Tina. And I have my friend Fiona, and she's in the box. Hi, Fi. I hope she sees me. So my family couldn't make it there out in Long Island tonight.
That sounds fantastic as Jalen Vasquez takes ball four. So the Ironbirds with one on and two out here in the top of the second inning. That'll bring up the first baseman, Maxwell Costas. Have you ever been out here to Maimonides Park before?
Well, actually, no. And I'm ashamed to say that.
Well, we're glad to have you here for the first time, and hopefully it's a memorable and enjoyable experience here. I know it was great last night having Dr. Chapnick on with us as Maxwell Costas takes down an in 1-0. One of the things that he really marveled at was being able to see the Maimonides Health logo right behind home plate and the different logos of Maimonides in and around the ballpark. Is that fun for you when you come out to the ballpark in a place like this and be able to see the logo and see the hard work there behind home plate?
I'm getting palpitations just watching.
As Costas hits one in the air to left, back at the track goes Suero, and that one is over the fence and gone.
Wow.
Maxwell Costas, a two-run home run to left. He had a multi-home run game in this ballpark a year ago. His first home run of the season and his 10th in his Ironbird career makes it 2-0. Just like you at the plate, right, Doctor?
Sure. Don't put me there, please.
I don't think Doctor's ready for 95-mile-an-hour fastballs here tonight, but Maxwell,
I might need an ambulance.
Well, good thing we have doctors on call here tonight here in Brooklyn. But the home run there from Maxwell Costas, a towering shot to give Aberdeen a 2-0 lead, brings up Adam Retzbach. Is this your first baseball game?
No. I almost failed softball in high school.
I don't know. How do you fail softball in high school?
You don't know how to swing.
that's one way to do it. But I think things have worked out for you in your professional career over the years, I'd say, between being a doctor and working at Maimonides Health.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm privileged to take care of a lot of people. And listen, it's a good position when you can change somebody's life really, really quickly. And hopefully for the better.
0-2, the count on Retzbach. What made you go into cardiology? What is it about learning and working with the heart that you've enjoyed the most, particularly that field of being a doctor?
There is so much you can do in prevention, and there's so much you can do in intervention. And really, and it's an opportunity to, you know, treat so many different things. You know, it's heart disease. It's just not one disease. It's so many diseases. It's not just a pump. There's electricity. There's all these different things that are going on with the heart. And being able to turn somebody's life, and then they come back, and they look like a different, new, brand new, happier person. That's really, really rewarding.
That's the best. 1-2, the count, the pitch. Retzbach is sharp ground ball. Nice play to his left by Lugo. Spins, throws low to first, and a good scoop by LaRusso. Retires at the side. Well, Aberdeen scores a couple runs in the inning, but we're so glad to be joined by Dr. Inna Nalipovich, cardiologist at Maimonides Health. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you have a great time at the ballpark tonight, and please feel free to stop by anytime.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Dr. Nalipovich from Maimonides Health. They go to the bottom of the second. 2-0 Aberdeen on SNY.
First pitch to the night's final out. MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter. Plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network. The game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the second inning. Glad to have Johnny Gadamwitz back alongside us. Brooklyn with some work to do. Down 2-0 for the second straight day. Thanks to the Maxwell Costas two-run home run. Great to be joined by Dr. Nalipovich of Maimonides Health as the first pitch of the home second high to William Lugo. And the count 1-0.
So we're on the same page that Maxwell Costas has to have just put himself in some pretty elite company, right?
I would have to imagine so. As the pitch inside, corner is strike. And the count even at one. Lugo hitting at a buck 60, two homers, 22 RBIs. The 1-1 outside corner in the count 1-2.
How about that? One day removed from appearing as a pitcher in a contest where he started as a position player. He hits a two-run blast.
Can't say that's happened all that often here in Brooklyn as this ripped into center field. And for the second straight inning, the Cyclones have a leadoff base hit as Lugo rockets that one 95 miles an hour off the bat.
And it is crazy to think about. In the previous at-bat, before the home run, when Tong issued the walk to Vasquez, he thought he had him. Strike three, it was a borderline pitch. Second time tonight that Brooklyn has not gotten the benefit of a very close call with the LaRusso foul ball down the right field line in the first.
We'll see how the Cyclones dust themselves off and respond as Junior Tillian takes on the outside. Blackett is 0-1. A swing and a miss there from Junior on the pitch away. And the count quickly 0-2. Tillian's reached in 16 straight games. You look at the numbers, 233, a homer. 11 RBI on the year for Tillian. De Leon works from the third base side of the rubber. At the belt, the 0-2. And that pitch down. A ball and two strikes. Beautiful night here in Brooklyn. Great crowd on hand. So glad you could be with us. Aberdeen wearing those nifty powder blues tonight. 1-2 pitch. Tillian on the ground left side. And this one's going to trickle through for a base hit. Make it a 17-game on base streak for Tillian. That's the longest for a Cyclone this year. And Brooklyn, good way to respond. After giving up a couple runs at the top of the inning, 2-1, nobody out.
Junior with hits now in every game he's played in this series. Just another guy in this Cyclones lineup who has really turned a corner in the first week of June offensively.
So Brooklyn with two on and nobody out for Wilfredo Lara. We talked about him pregame. And the first pitch on the inside half, 0-1.
Yeah, and for good reason. Mention all those guys that have really turned their season in the right direction with the new month. And Lara maybe at the forefront of that.
Lara dealt with a hand injury in spring training that caused him to miss the first week plus. As Lara not happy with the call from Jamal Allen. Takes a pitch on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Looked like De Leon found the outside part of the plate. Lara got that batting average up to 217 now. Two homers, 14 RBIs. OPS just under 1,000 in the last 15 games. Mets number 24 prospect, the 0-2 pitch outside and low. 1-2. De Leon been with Aberdeen since late May. Joined the Ironbird roster on the 21st as Retzbach out to the mound to have a talk. It's a lot of ground balls. De Leon, a ground ball rate through his first three appearances at the high A level of right around 68%. So he is an extreme ground ball pitcher. Start of the year at a 2.25 ERA at single A Delmarva. 7 walks, 41 strikeouts in 28 innings. And that warranted a call up to the high A level. ERA right around 3.3 entering the night. Hasn't been quite as effective. 6 walks, 13 Ks, 9 hits, 11 innings. But it's a guy who has burst onto the scene, signed for just $30,000 out of the Dominican in 2021. But fans calling all kids, the only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones for doing it. This is one of the best promotions throughout baseball, minor or major leagues. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledgehouse Media, producers of the great children's book, A Day at Shea. All you have to do, read 4 books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get 2 free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more info, visit brooklyncyclones.com/enrichment as Lara swings through a back foot breaking ball. And a big strikeout for De Leon, first out of the second inning. So 2 on, 1 out for Chris Suero, who was the hero of the game last night for Brooklyn. 5 RBIs, more RBI than any Brooklyn player has had in a single game this year. You have to go back a long ways to find the last time that happened. You have to go back to the 2022 season. Alex Ramirez is the last Cyclone to have a 5 RBI game, as this a check swing goes through the glove of Retzbach and all the way to the backstop, and that important. Because the double play no longer in order. 1-0 on Suero, and we'll see how that one is scored. That might be a passed ball.
Yeah, Aberdeen's third baseman Carter Young was pleading his case to the base umpire. He thought that was a foul ball that got back to the backstop. But that never touched ball.
I didn't think it was even close. So 1-0 on Suero. And he takes a fastball up and in, 2-0. Lively heater from De Leon at 95. But Suero, 5 RBI last night. 2-for-3, also walked a couple of times in that game. At least 3 different Cyclone players that reached base 4 times. Suero takes outside 3-0, but I thought the kicker was Aberdeen walked 9 last night. That wasn't even close to the most Brooklyn has accrued in a single game this year. Once had 12, a 3-0. Low ball 4, and the bases are loaded. First walk allowed by De Leon tonight. And now it is Mateo Gil.
Yeah, 2 drastically different innings for De Leon, the lefty, up until this point. He faced the minimum in the first after the double play. He's allowed 3 of the first 4 to reach here in the second.
Through 10 pitches in the first, as this one hit in the air center field. Making the catch back into his left is Josenberger. Tagging and scoring it is Lugo. The throw to third, not in time, as Tillian tags and advances there. It's a sacrifice fly for Mateo Gil, his 9th RBI of the year. And Brooklyn's cut the lead in half for Aberdeen. It's 2-1.
Nice piece of hitting by Mateo. Not trying to do too much, just recognizing the situation. And just like that, Brooklyn only down a run.
Nothing like Surf Squad Nick waving the Oats flag. Running up and down the dugout tonight. I'm sure that's what Nick was expecting when he arrived at the ballpark here today. As this ripped into right center field by Kellum Clark. And that one down for a base hit to tie the game. Suero goes first to third. There's the first RBI in Kellum Clark's Cyclones career. And in a blink of an eye, we're tied at 2. There is some oat-related chant that is going down on the field that our crowd mic is not strong enough to pick up. But the Cyclone fans are getting into it here on Coney Island tonight. They have accepted and welcomed the Malmo Oat Milkers identity. And so far, so good. We're all even. First pitch to Stanley Consuegra, called strike. And the count 0-1.
Hey, whatever works.
So Clark with the RBI is fourth of the year between Brooklyn and St. Lucie. And the Cyclones looking for more. The 0-1. Outside, a ball and a strike. Gorgeous night here in Brooklyn. There is one large cloud hanging over the field, but outside of that, blue sky all around. 1-1. Consuegra, a high fly ball to left, but got underneath it. Towards the line, Prado back onto the warning track, and he can't make the play. Two runs are going to score, and Consuegra is going to tie the all-time record for doubles in Cyclones history by giving Brooklyn a 4-2 lead. Looked like a can of corn to left, but the wind blowing in that direction. And Elio Prado went back and back and back till he couldn't go back anymore. He leaped and couldn't make the catch. And Brooklyn has stormed back in front.
Yeah, I don't know if he got a bad read on it or if the wind just took it at the last possible second, but either way, no complaints for Consuegra.
LaRusso, a ground ball up the middle, backhanded by Horvath. Jump throw from the third base side of the bag in time to end the inning. So what an inning. Aberdeen is a two-run home run after it looked like the Cyclones would get out of the frame, and then Brooklyn erupts for four in the bottom half, including a go-ahead two-run double that sets the franchise all-time record for two base hits. We head to the third, 4-2 Brooklyn on SNY.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the third inning. What an exciting second inning, Johnny. A guest, changing of leads, 4-2 Brooklyn. As we go to the top of the third, top of the lineup, due up for Aberdeen. And due up for play-by-play here on SNY, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Yeah, that second had a little bit of everything, but now we turn the page and we go to the third. 4-2 Cyclones, and Jonah Tong's first toss misses outside 1-0. We turn the lineup guard back to the top for Aberdeen, 1-2-3. Tavian Josenberger, the leadoff man for the second time tonight. Tong, the right-hander, gives him a 1-0 pitch in the dirt, two balls and no strikes. So Aberdeen, two runs on two hits. The Max Costas two-run home run, the only real blemish on Jonah Tong's night up until this point. Working out of the full line, just getting underway here, top three. And his 2-0 pitch again, very low, ball three. Three balls and no strikes. The walks were an issue for Tong last year. limited action he saw down the stretch in 2023. Had a walk rate of about 22%. 9.5 free passes per nine is what it worked its way out to. But this year he's lowered that walk per nine rate to a much tidier mark of 4. The control has certainly been much better, and that has fueled his success so far this season. 3-1. Popped up. Right side of the infield. LaRusso and Lara converging, and it's Lara, the second baseman, who makes the play. One away. So Josenberger, Aberdeen's leadoff man, 0 for 2. More importantly, bases empty, one gone for Elio Prado. This Tong's seventh start since getting promoted to High A Brooklyn.
Made his debut against Aberdeen. Feels like it was yesterday. How did we get to seven starts already?
Yeah, May the 2nd was the exact date. First pitch to Elio Prado is a ground ball to third base. Mateo Gil off a couple of hops over to first in plenty of time. So Prado, first pitch swinging, doesn't work out in his favor. And there's two away. Tong won't turn 21 until later this month.
12 days from now. The penultimate day of the first half of the season, June 19th.
And the halfway point matters a little bit more in the minors. First pitch is strike to Mac Horvath, 0-1. After we hit the halfway point, everybody back to no wins, no losses. First half division champ inks a playoff spot. Part of that, of course, due to the roster turnover you usually see. A one misses outside, one ball and one strike. Oftentimes a team in April could look completely different come September.
Or in the case of the Cyclones, a team that looks one way in April looks a lot different in June with all the promotions.
The Cyclones have seen numerous guys up to Double-A Binghamton as a 1-1 flared out into the parking lot. Look out. That one ticketed for a windshield. But Nolan McLean, Brandon Sproat, Ryan Clifford, who's on a heater over the past week or so. A couple of names that might sound familiar if you've been paying attention to Mets top prospects. 1-2, fisted the other way down the right field line, and Clark lets it fall in front of him for a two-out single off the bat of Mac Horvath.
Yeah, that ball just not hit hard enough for Clark to make a play on it. Thought about charging after it, but didn't want to risk that turning into a bigger play than it needed to be. So a looping single, and the inning continues.
So Tong yet to face the minimum in a single frame so far tonight. That will continue here in the third as Matthew Etzel digs in. He struck out his first time up. First pitch, runner goes. It's a called strike. Throw down a little bit late. Second stolen base of the day already for Aberdeen. Prado swiped one in the first. Now Horvath does so in the third. And how about the Ironbirds? 152 steals now. This is their 55th game.
And how about Horvath? He's 16 for 16.
Why not keep on flying? See if he thinks about trying to swipe third here. R2 away, though. A one. On appeal, did not go. Ball and a strike. So Tong, taken in the seventh round back in 2022 out of Georgia Premier Academy. Mets took him at number 209 in that 2022 draft. But oddly enough, has some Mets experience. Say Mets in air quotes. Grew up in Canada. Played for the Toronto Mets Academy. No relation, if you were wondering. 1-1. Hit to shallow center. Consuegra charging in. Plays it off a hop. His throw comes towards home, but it's cut off. And Aberdeen gets a run back on an RBI single from Matthew Etzel. It's 4-3.
And Etzel continuing his amazing start to the season. So Aberdeen turning that stolen base and two-out base hit into a run. All three of their runs tonight with two out.
And that is where that speed becomes so crucial up and down this Aberdeen lineup. Three guys already over 20 steals on the season. before Carter Young digs in. Austin Allen wants to have a word with his battery mate. Yeah, but Tong, when he was drafted by the Mets, exchanged a couple of joking text messages with his Toronto Mets Academy coaches. They said, oh, you don't even need any new jerseys.
Already had the attire locked and loaded, ready to go.
Although tonight a little bit different. The Oat Milkers.
I think a little is putting it a little bit low-key.
Yeah, I'm underselling it there. Part of a minor league-wide promotion. First pitch upcoming to Carter Young. First a twist and a throw. Does remind me of 2023 a little bit when big leaguer Jose Quintana made a rehab start here in Brooklyn, and it was Paw Patrol Day here at the ballpark.
Yeah, the only game Quintana ever pitched for the Cyclones with the Paw Patrol jersey.
Pitch out, no throw, ball and no strikes to Carter Young, a switch hitter, playing third base tonight for Aberdeen. He's 0-for-1. Young just 4 for his last 30 at the plate. Righty deals. Sliced foul, twisting towards the Aberdeen bullpen. Won't quite make it that far. Young, a 17th round draftee out of Vanderbilt. Right near Yakima, Washington, central part of the state in the Pacific Northwest. Awaiting a 1-1 delivery from Tom. Runner takes off again, but it's fouled off the leg of Young. So Etzel will need to retreat to first base.
And Aberdeen's done a good job of working the pitch count at Tong. This will be his 60th pitch of the night with two out in the third.
Jonah continuing to labor, but most certainly going deeper in this outing than he did his last, when he recorded only one out on the road in Jersey Shore, allowing 5 runs. A pitch away from getting out of it here, though. 1-2, runner takes off again, and same results. So good patience displayed by Young here, driving that pitch count up that much further. Thunderbolt roller coaster in full swing. That's going to be a sight to behold, and something to get used to for the remainder of the summer here. Slingshot ride as well, bouncing up and down. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike 3, inning over. Well, Edsel took off on the pitch. Didn't matter, though, as Tong retires Young on the high cheese. Aberdeen gets one back, though, 4-3. Bottom 3 coming up on SNY.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el baby de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Well, Brooklyn just put up a 4 spot in the bottom of the second. How will they follow it up here at bottom 3 as we welcome you back to scenic Coney Island with Justin Rock My name is Johnny Gadamowitz. Approaching 8 o'clock on the East Coast, and first pitch misses inside, ball one to a lefty swinging Austin Allen, the minor league rehabber. Luis De Leon deals a 1-0, good breaking ball. And it's one ball and one strike. So Allen, who does have that big league experience, awaiting a 1-1. And he pokes this one over the head of the shortstop, Vasquez, into the alleyway for a base hit. So Brooklyn, one inning removed from that four-run second, starts the third with a base knock, runner on and nobody out for William Lugo.
And in all three innings so far, Johnny, the Brooklyn leadoff man has a base hit to start the frame.
Yeah, Luis De Leon didn't let that faze him all too much in the first. 5-4-3 double play the very next batter. I'm sure he'd love another one of those here. First toss to Lugo. Watches it go by towards the shoe tops. 1-0. So Lugo, who was as high up as number 25 on MLB Pipeline a season ago in the Mets organization. This one skips to the backstop, and that allows Allen to take second base with no play. Wild pitch against De Leon. But Lugo trying to get his 2024 going in the right direction. At just $1.60 when he woke up this morning. Currently enduring a 1-for-20 skid.
When he was out there early today, Gilbert Gomez getting in some early work in the cage.
Fouls this one away, 2-1, which is all he can ask. Going through a slump, obviously, putting in the work and trying to turn it around for the better sooner rather than later.
Trying to tinker with that swing a little bit as well.
2-1. Lugo hits it sharply but foul. Gilbert Gomez tried to make a nice barehanded play, Brooklyn manager, but not quite Gomi. Your playing days are behind you.
I respect, though, the attention to detail on the jerseys, that the back of Gomez's jersey says manager. For John Vaughn at first base, it says coach, and for all the players, it says baseball player. Well, I guess that might be a little bit redundant. Then again, I guess people can have the last name player.
2-2, cutting a miss. Lugo down on strikes. That's punch out number three on the night so far for the southpaw, Luis De Leon, and there's one away. Now he gets Junior Tillian. Tillian singled and later scored his first time up. So De Leon, sort of a similar case to Jonah Tong. We told you earlier, those walks a little bit elevated a season ago for Tong, and similar case for De Leon. Walks per nine a season ago were up over five. This year he has cut it to three. Glance back towards second. 1-1 to Tillian. But De Leon, a top 30 farmhand for the Orioles, got that mid-90s fastball that reportedly was as high up as 99 in 2023. Pairs a four-seamer with a two-seamer. 1-1 tipped foul. Also mixes in the change, the slider, the curve. And Jordy Henry, Aberdeen pitching coach, kind of similar to the sentiment that Brooklyn has towards Felipe De La Cruz, who if you tuned in yesterday you saw. Jordy Henry, Aberdeen pitching coach, calling De Leon's fastball velocity really kind of effortless. Goes to the bending breaking ball there. Misses below the zone. It's 2-2. Yeah, Henry said you could just see from the box scores he wasn't challenged too much in Delmarva. Single A ball where he started his 2024 campaign. Tillian wisely takes and works the count full. Junior coming off a multi-hit day yesterday. One of five Brooklyn batters to knock two hits or more in yesterday's 13-3 takedown of Aberdeen. Big 3-2 pitch looming large here. On the way. Tillian stays alive and puts it in the seats. But De Leon says someone he looks up to from a pitching standpoint as a Nice play made in the crowd. How about that for a souvenir? 3-2 fouled away yet again towards the concourse. Blake Snell. Lefty in his own right. De Leon not quite modeling his game after Snell, just saying he looks up to him. I think Blake recently hit the injured list, unfortunately. 3-2. Outside, ball four. So a one-out walk issued to Tillian. That's Junior's second time aboard tonight. And Brooklyn has a pair on with only one away, trying to add to this 4-3 lead. Now the man we told you about off the jump of the broadcast, and for good reason, in Wilfredo Lara. 8 for his last 22 at the plate, and has scored 8 runs during that span. Foul tips, the first pitch he sees. He's got more walks than strikeouts over those last 22 at-bats as well. 6 free passes to just 4 punch-outs. Allen on second, Tillian behind him on first. Infield playing straight up. Nothing in two to Lara. So this Brooklyn squad trying to improve, just a stellar mark here at Maimonides Park. 18-9. Twice as many wins as they have losses here on Coney Island. 0-2. De Leon wastes one. Brooklyn really impressive when playing in the friendly confines here at Maimonides Park. Not quite the same on the road. 5 games under 500 at 11-16 when traveling away from Surf Avenue. Lara down on strikes. Breaking ball that time from De Leon. Lara fooled. Second punch out of the inning for the Southpaw. His fourth of the night. And a very big strikeout at that. Second time he's gotten Lara swinging tonight as well. Now two away for Chris Suero. Starts him out with a fastball for a strike. Back-to-back nights of, all things considered, pretty gorgeous baseball skies. You complement it with the ocean, Luna Park. Quite the scene to take it all in. 1-1 to Suero.
Yeah, the lights of Luna Park and the parachute jump starting to come to life now that the clock has switched past 8.
And on a humid night like tonight, you know that flume ride's going to be a popular attraction. 2-1 to Suero. Figures maybe the most humid game we've had up until this point.
Although
is the game that you
better.
And I are wearing suit jackets for.
I will say it's much better now than it was in the early going tonight.
And that sun starting to dip. Lights are on here at the ballpark. 2-1 skips off the catcher, Retzbach, and both runners advance. Three balls and one strike on Suero. There are two away, so De Leon can find his way out of this jam here. Should he retire Suero? Chris walked his first time up, later scored. 3-1. Up and away. Ball four. Not the end of the world necessarily for De Leon with first base open after the runners advancing on the wild pitch. But still not exactly how you'd want to draw it up. Bases juiced for Mateo Gil. Adam Retzbach will use this as an opportunity to get on the same page. The aforementioned pitching coach Jordy Henry also involved in the conversation. So what can Mateo Gil do here? Gil brought a run home his first time up on a sacrifice fly to deep center.
Got action in the Aberdeen bullpen down the line. I'm going to guess that is one of the newest members of the Orioles organization, Cody Scroggins, because we don't have a 55 on the roster, and he's the only guy we have without a number.
Well, if you play process of elimination, that would make sense.
Though it might be more fun if it isn't. Pulled a random fan in off of Surf Avenue.
Well, hey, Aberdeen did throw two position players last night. They might be in need of some arms. Gill digs in. Bases juiced. Allen on third, Tillian on second, and Suero on first. 1-0 to Mateo. Former third-round pick out of TCU back in 2018 by the Cardinals. Was sent to the Rockies organization. That's a balk called. Luis De Leon called for a balk. And that will bring a run home. Allen taps home plate. And Brooklyn pushes the lead to 5-3. One and oh to kill. Two balls, no strikes. But yeah, Mateo part of the Nolan Arenado trade between the Rockies and Cardinals. That sent the all-star third baseman to St. Louis. And the Mets scooped him up in the Rule 5 draft. 2-0. Gill, a baseball last name, might sound familiar. His father, Benji, on the 0-2 Anaheim Angels World Series winning team. Also spent some time with the Texas Rangers organization as well. 2-1 to Mateo. Stings it foul. Third base way, 2-2.
And his dad, Benji, also the manager of Team Mexico in the 2023 World Baseball Classic. Gill was very excited that met spring training in Port St. Lucie, not far away from where some of the games were played in Miami, so had a chance to go over and watch, support his dad.
Awaiting a 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Gill down on strikes, but not before Brooklyn brings one home on a balk. We're through three from Maimonides Park. 5-3 Cyclones. We'll be right back.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Less and less daylight to go around here on the boardwalk as we go to inning number four on this Friday night. Jonah Tong starts out. Douglas Hodo with the called strike. 6-7-8 in the frame for Aberdeen. Brooklyn on top, 5-3. Thanks so much for watching Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on SNY. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. So one from Tong, foul back. And Jonah ahead quickly, nothing and two. Douglas Hodo 0-for-1. He struck out looking his first time up. Hodo, a former Texas Longhorn. Takes an 0-2 in the dirt. It's a family affair for Douglas. His father, Doug. Doug Masoto Jr. standing in the righty batter's box right now, but Doug Sr. on the 83 National Championship Longhorn team. Fights this one foul. It remains 1-2. Tong, not a college guy. Was slated to go to North Dakota State before the Mets took him in the seventh round in 2022. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Good breaking ball from Tong. Brooklyn tosses it around the infield. Sixth punch out for Jonah tonight. And one away here in the fourth. Jaylen Vasquez next. Tong trying to become the most recent name to come through Coney Island and make his way on up to the higher levels of the minor leagues. Wave and a miss. Nothing in one to Jaylen Vasquez. You think about, really, the past 12 months alone, some of the names that have come through Brooklyn here and have since gone on to AA Binghamton, AAA Syracuse, and Christian Scott's case, even all the way to Flushing. Nothing in two. Jet Williams, Blade Tidwell, Paul Gervais.
And wishing Jet a quick and speedy recovery, undergoing a wrist procedure today. Expected to be out 8 to 10 weeks. And Jet, not only a great ball player, great young man, and hope to see him back on the diamond sooner rather than later.
Oh, two on the way. Scorched on the right side. Diving stop by Laura at second, on the first in time. Take a bow, Wilfredo Lara. Heads up defense at second, two away. Yeah, but if you know anything about Jet's demeanor, work ethic, I'm sure it'll only be a matter of time before he is right back out there.
Nice play in a 102.5-mile-an-hour ground ball there.
Made it look rather routine. First pitch to Max Costas. Nubbed foul, nothing and one. Costas did hit a two-run home run back in the second. Responsible for two-thirds of Aberdeen's scoring tonight. But just to further along the conversation, Kevin Parada, Alex Ramirez. Really is remarkable. That doesn't even include the guys from this year. Oh, one is downstairs. It's a ball and a strike. Namely, Ryan Clifford, Brandon Sproat. Nolan McClain, the two-way sensation. And Tong certainly has the stuff to translate to the next level. This is 1-1, a called strike. It is 1-2.
And especially when you have the demeanor and the mentality to always try and get better every day. Something that's going to play in Jonah's benefit for many years to come.
And Jonah uses a baseball like most use a fidget spinner. As a 1-2 is hit to shallow left over Lugo's glove at short. Two out base knock for Max Costas. Second time today he has won the battle against Tom. And a two out base runner for Aberdeen. But it's not uncharacteristic to see Tong pacing the tunnels, pacing the hallways down below, and just flicking around a baseball in his hand. Trying to get through the fourth here. His Cyclones on top 5-3. Shifts gears to the stretch. Adam Retzbach takes strike one. Retzbach hot at the plate, 5 for his last 10, including a double and a triple. Wind gusts picking up. Strike two. That American flag in dead center field.
Just changed directions.
Yeah, it's howling about. Wavering from left to right. And that wind always a factor here, as you might expect with the Atlantic Ocean out beyond right field. Adding to that uniqueness. here at Maimonides Park. Tong ahead, 0-2. Wave and a miss, strike three. Seven strikeouts through four frames for Jonah Tong. His Cyclones on top, 5-3 as we go to the bottom of the fourth. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on SNY.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea in a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. On to make his Orioles organizational debut is Cody Scroggins, released by the Red Sox back in May. Joined the Ironbirds this week. We'll face 9-1-2, Johnny.
Brooklyn got one in the third on a balk by Luis De Leon. What do they do here in the bottom of the fourth? First pitch from Scroggins, a strike to Kellum Clark. 9-1-2 for Brooklyn, due up, like you say, Justin. Kellum Clark, Stanley Consuegra, and then Nick LaRusso. Three in the frame for Gilbert Gomez's Cyclones. One ball and one strike to Clark, the nine batter. RBI single, first time up for Kellum. Just recently joined this Brooklyn squad. Adding to the outfield depth that Brooklyn has right now. Ball and two strikes. So Scroggins making his Baltimore organizational debut from Edmond, Oklahoma. Misses inside with a 1-2, offering two balls and two strikes. Four-year collegiate career at Arkansas out of the SEC. Most recently with the Red Sox before he was let go. Misses 2-2, misses outside, and Clark wisely works the count full. Yeah, Scroggins had two appearances with AAA Worcester and six with AA Portland this season. Clark fights it foul to stay alive. Only an inning and two-thirds at the AAA level. Bulk of his work came with the Sea Dogs of Portland up in Maine. Over 11 innings, ERA up over six. Clark laid on the fastball. And Scroggins starts his Orioles organizational career with a punch out. Back to the top we go for Brooklyn's all-time leader in hits and home runs, Stanley Consuegra. Only the fourth time this season Stanley has been in the leadoff spot. Consuegra hits a comebacker. Played nicely off a hop by Scroggins. Rainbows it over to first. And there's two away rather quickly. Well, Stanley has always had that aggressive approach. That's part of the reason, I'm sure, Gomi has been content to hit him leadoff these past couple of nights. Does not work out in his favor there, though. Base is empty. And two gone for Nick LaRusso. First pitch swinging. Fouls it away into the seats. So the line final for Luis De Leon, Aberdeen starter. A one. And LaRusso takes a strike. It is nothing and two. De Leon, who goes three innings, strikes out five. Does surrender the five Cyclone runs on six hits. 0-2. LaRusso hammers this one to left. Prado looks up. It's off the wall. LaRusso chugging towards second. Here comes the throw. Not in time. Another extra base hit for Nick LaRusso, who parks in safely at second base with a two-out double. LaRusso just continues to be a jolt and a spark in the middle of this Cyclones lineup.
He has had a fantastic season. Some ways been overlooked by some of the performances by others in the organization, but he has been outstanding for Brooklyn and as consistent as can be.
Had 10 extra base hits in the month of May, including five homers. Can Austin Allen bring him in here? Brooklyn up a pair. And it plunks Allen right towards the hips. Flicks that bat toward the dugout, and Austin will walk it off. Just got away from Scroggins, who retired the first two. Then allowed the LaRusso double. Now a hit by pitch. Opportunity perhaps for William Lugo here. One for two today. Single and a strikeout. LaRusso on second. Allen on first. Righty arm set to deal to the righty back. Lugo, a day off yesterday for the Cyclones, was not involved in the 13-3 win. 1-0, hits skyward. Dead center, Josenberger backtracking and makes the shoulder high grab to retire the side. So Brooklyn puts two on with two outs, but nothing doing in the frame. Let's go to the fifth. Brooklyn 5, Aberdeen 3. You're watching Cyclones Baseball on SNY.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
5-3 lead for the Cyclones as we go to the fifth. Everybody having fun on this Friday night on the boardwalk. And to take over play-by-play duties for the fifth and the sixth, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Great crowd on hand. Great start to the weekend here in Brooklyn. A reminder, folks, we're not done for the week. We'll be right back at it tomorrow here from Coney Island at 6 o'clock. Start first 1,000 fans to the gates in honor of the Mets playing the Phillies in London this weekend. We'll have our very own London Celebration Day here in Brooklyn. First 1,000 fans will get a King Henry Sox giveaway as part of our sock toss here at the ballpark. British Invasion Night here in Brooklyn. Baseball you can drink. And the Secret Vegan Kitchen will be here tomorrow. First pitch to Tavian Josenberger outside 1-0. But baseball you can drink. Game ticket, 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzer, soft drinks, and more. Log on to BrooklynCyclones.com to get your tickets tonight. 1-0 pulled on the ground at first. Nice job by LaRusso staying down on it. And he'll win the race to the bag for the first out of the fifth inning. Aberdeen, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 3. Brooklyn, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They have left 5 tonight. Brings up Elio Prado. Singled in a ground out tonight. 1-for-2 officially. Tong raises that glove in front of his face. Now the first pitch. Prado takes low. And the count 1-0. Prado originally signed by the Boston Red Sox back in 2018, but has been with the Orioles for pretty much his entire pro career. 1-0 in the air, right center field. This one, trouble. Get down for a base hit. It gets past Clark all the way to the fence. On his way to second, Prado. He's going to break for third. Bobbled out there in center, and that's going to allow Prado to get to third base without a throw. Another triple for Aberdeen in this series. I want to say that's their third or fourth. But nonetheless, the Ironbirds, a runner at third and one out. Second triple of the year for Prado. And the Ironbirds threatening with a tying run at the plate. Matt Horvath, 1-for-2 with a base hit. Stole a bag, scored a run. And he swings the first pitch and pops it straight up. Exactly what Jonah Tong needed, an infield pop-up. And Lugo backpedaling makes the grab for the second out.
And that's the type of resiliency that Tong has really displayed all night. You know, even on a night where he doesn't have his best stuff, Justin, 3 runs on 6 hits, the ability to just bear down and get outs and make the most of however long the leash is.
No, that's been something very impressive about Jonah all year. As we're joined now by the man, the myth, the legend, the bird, Sandy the Seagull here on Coney Island. Got a very special guest with us here tonight. Great to have Sandy with us. He's ready to do exactly what we were just talking about. Sock toss to the fans. There's a broken bat flare. Shallow center coming on Kitzweger. He won't get there. Prado will score another RBI base hit for Matthew Etzel. And the Ironbirds back within 1-5-4. 35 RBIs now for Etzel on the season. So the tying run on with 2 out. And Sandy quickly departing for a different spot. As he, I imagine, assumed that spot was bad luck. Standing there, Aberdeen a base hit to make it a 1-run game. But Sandy's jumping up and down. He's ready. That pitch high, throw down to second by Allen. The tag by Lugo, safe, and William can't believe it. Count 1-0 on Carter Young, but Matthew Etzel, another stolen bag. And for Aberdeen, that their third of the night.
I thought maybe Sandy was just a little camera shy.
So Sandy doesn't seem like someone that would be camera shy, considering Sandy is currently leaning over the railing down below. No worries about potentially falling down as Young fouls it away 1-1. Unlike most Seagulls, this one is flightless. But I can guarantee you that no other Seagull has the dance moves that Sandy has. Named for the Brooklyn and Dodger legend Sandy Koufax, as time called. His compatriot named for Pee Wee Reese. Couple of Brooklyn legends. 1-1, the count on Young. Tong fires, and he challenges him with a high fastball. Ripped it by him at 92, and it's 1-2. Young, drafted by the Orioles in the 17th round out of Vanderbilt, but signed for big money. Signed for over $1.25 million. Runner starts and stops as Young takes one on the inside corner. Strike three called. Another punch out for Jonah Tong. The right-hander has K'd 8 through 5 innings. Halfway home on this Friday night, it's a one-run game in Brooklyn. Cyclones 5, Ironbirds 4. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on SNY.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón, de República Dominicana, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Big thanks to Jeffrey Colón for welcoming us back on SNY. Cyclones looking to add to a 5-4 lead. Call to the bullpen for the Ironbirds.
Cody Scroggins' day is done. Michael Farid's day begins, Justin.
So from one guy making his Ironbirds debut to another. Strike Anthony's to Junior Tilley, and it's 0-1. Lights coming to full power at the stadium. As Farrett gets a swing and a miss, it is 0-2. Farrett joining Aberdeen earlier this week. You look at the beautiful skyline here on Coney Island. All the lights illuminated. The ring lights, the Luna Park lights, the parachute jump. It is summer on Coney Island, folks. The 0-2 pitch. Antillian off the end of the bat, back to the mound. Easy play for Farrett. And he'll underhand flip to the bag for the first out of the inning. Farrett joining the team from Single-A Delmarva earlier in the week. Orioles 14th round pick last year out of the State College of Florida. Manatee Sarasota had a great start to the year at Delmarva. 10 games, 8 starts, 2-4, a 3.18 ERA, 15 walks, 49 Ks. 39 and two-thirds innings. Lara 0-2, a couple of strikeouts, takes outside 1-0. Farrett ranked as the Orioles' number 30 prospect right now, according to Baseball America. And fitting, he's pitching tonight. 1-0, hit in the air, right center field. This one ticketed for the gap, and this one will get down and one hop off the RTS signage. Lara hits second. He's on his way to third. The relay throw there, not in time. It's a triple for Wilfredo Lara. And the Cyclones have a runner at third with one out.
And Wilfredo is fired up. An emphatic roar after he slid in safely at first.
102.5 off the bat into the alleyway. That triple calls for a Barrel Smith barrel age cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. Runner at third, one out. Infield in for Aberdeen as Chris Suero will step in as walk both times up tonight. from the stretch. And the first pitch, fastball in there, 0-1. But for it, Baseball America, shortly after the season began, starting to analyze the way the season had started. Ben Badler of Baseball America put together a list. And a called strike to Suero. Doesn't agree. It's 0-2. But Badler put together a list of the 10 MLB pitching prospects showing better stuff in 2024. Number four on that list is the man on the mound right now for Aberdeen, Michael Farritt. Number five, man who pitched the top of the fifth inning for Brooklyn, Jonah Tong. The 0-2. And Suero grabs a piece to stay alive. Suero from the University section of the Bronx. Didn't grow up a Yankee fan. Didn't grow up a Met fan either. Grew up a diehard Red Sox fan. His dad and grandfather, big Red Sox fans. And as a typical city kid, liked to be the contrarian. Talked smack about being a Red Sox fan, all the Yankee and Met fans, as this one flared center field, base hit Suero. Lara scores, and Brooklyn back up by a deuce, 6-4.
And it's the usual suspects. Lara, who's been red hot recently, and now Suero, six ribbies over his past game and a half.
Not too shabby for Suero, had an 11-game on-base streak snapped on Tuesday, but has continued to find his rhythm at the plate tonight. Been on base all three times. One on, one out, one in for Mateo Gil. First pitch, and Gil a chopper over the mound. Tough play for the shortstop Vasquez. Only opportunity at first, and that's where he'll get the out. He's advancing to second on the play, goes Suero. Nicely done by Vasquez. Brings up Kellum Clark, RBI base hit, his first time, struck out his last trip. Great to see Clark healthy, has reached it seven straight dating back to his time in the FSL. Began the year on the IL, wasn't reinstated until the 18th of May. First pitch, Clark takes outside. Clark, big Mississippi State family. His younger brother, KK, currently playing for the Bulldogs in Starkville. There's four other relatives that are Mississippi State alums, including his grandfather, two aunts, and an uncle. 1-0, tied up on a fastball in. It's a ball and a strike. Clark, someone that was scouted out of high school, was not drafted in the five-round draft in 2020. 1-1. This over the mound again. Fielded by Vasquez on the first base side of second, and able to get the out at first to retire the side. But Brooklyn extends their lead back to two on the RBI base hit by Chris Suero. Five innings complete. Here from Coney Island, Cyclone 6, Ironbirds 4. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on SNY.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable. for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy-saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
So Jonah Tong, his day done. He does go five innings and allow four runs, but he exits in line for the win. Brooklyn leading 6-4. Victor Castaneda, the right-hander, on to replace Tong.
I know a lot of folks out there want to see their prospects shove it down their opponent's throat every time. As this hit on the ground, foul up the third base line, 0-1. Strikeout 12 guys, not allow a run, maybe two hits over seven innings. It's just not going to happen every time out. And honestly, I'm more impressed a lot of times by guys who are finding ways to give their teams opportunities to win even when they don't have their best stuff, like you might argue Jonah dealt with tonight. As Hodo takes high, 1-1. And to see Jonah buckle down, get big outs, give his team a chance to win tonight, that's what you want to see from a young prospect. Hit in the air to left. Back goes Suero, turns around, and the wind's going to carry this one off the video board and gone. A wind blowing heavily, actually now blowing in and towards the first base line, at least according to the American flag, to the right of dead center field. So Hodo hit that one right through the teeth of the wind. His second home run in Aberdeen this year makes it 6-5.
What a seesaw affair this has been. Brooklyn and Aberdeen just trading punches. And a rude introduction to the game for the right-hander Castaneda.
96.5 off the bat, 350 feet from Hodo. And now it is Jalen Vasquez who tries to bunt himself aboard. And fouls it off in the box in the count 0-1. So a rude introduction to our SNY audience for Victor Castaneda. Making his 14th appearance, 2-2, a 5.64 ERA, the 0-1. Vasquez flat-footed, fouls it off. Castaneda, 27 hits allowed in 22 and a third innings. Six walks, 22 strikeouts. Been a while since Castaneda pitched his first outing since last Friday in relief of Douglas Orellana. The 0-2, and Vasquez in the air right field. Clark towards the line will make the play for the first out. But Castaneda, guy who's bounced around a bit in his career, originally signed by the Milwaukee Brewers out of his native Mexico back in 2017, was traded during spring training last year to the Rays. Was a player to be named later, completed a deal for Javi Guerra, signed with the Mets as a minor league free agent back in December. First pitch to Costas off the wrists and into center field. Another base hit. He is 3-for-3 tonight. He has a third of Aberdeen's nine hits.
And one of them left the ballpark.
Yeah, Brooklyn had only allowed five home runs at home in their first 27 home games this year. They've given up two in five and a third innings tonight. One on, one out for Adam Retzbach. Rounded out sharply and struck out 0-for-2. Castaneda fires. This is outside 1-0. But Victor, a guy that's been on top 30 prospects lists, as high as number 25 in the Brewers system by Baseball America in 2022. 1-0. Low, it's two balls and no strikes. Castaneda known for that split finger that he throws. That is most effective pitch. Offering kills spin as late tumble. But it's also the pitch he has the most trouble commanding. As the 2-0 low. Three balls and no strikes. The top of the lineup, Tavian Josenberger on deck. The 3-0. on the outside corner. 3-1 now. Castaneda had a very good offseason pitching for his hometown Culiacan in the Mexican Pacific Winter League. It's managed there by former big leaguer Alfredo Amezaga. And a swing and a miss. Full at 3-2 now. Castaneda catching the Mets' attention there at a 3.53 ERA. A 5-3 record. One on, one out, one in for Aberdeen. It's been at least one run scored in each of the last three half innings. The payoff pitch. And Retzbach, a towering fly ball to left. Suero can't find it. Goes back to the track, turns around, and Aberdeen has the lead. Brooklyn had allowed just five home runs at home through their first 27 games. Aberdeen has three of them tonight through 5 1/3. And the Ironbirds back in front 7-6. Retzbach, his first home run of the season. RBIs 9 and 10. And Dan McKinney out to the mound to talk with Castaneda, who has struggled a bit since the start of May. 105 off the bat, 358 feet.
I thought Retzbach got under it. Looked like it was going to be much higher than it would go distance-wise. But certainly had enough. Good piece of hitting, and Castaneda has allowed three of the first four to reach and surrendered two home runs.
And it's been a struggle for Victor since the middle of May, since the 19th of the month. Castaneda has allowed now 11 earned runs and 7 1/3 innings, in addition to allowing 17 hits in that span. A long conversation right now on the mound. Jamal Allen trying to break it up for a minute now. A long discussion between McKinney, Castaneda, and the Brooklyn infield. As the Ironbirds, three runs in the sixth to retake the lead. No action in the Cyclones bullpen at the moment. It's back to the top of the lineup for the Ironbirds in the form of Tavian Josenberger. So Jonah Tong no longer in line for the win. Luis De Leon no longer in line for the loss. So this game will be decided by the bullpens tonight as Josenberger takes outside 1-0. And I know a lot of folks on social media were having some fun, or trying to have some fun, at Edwin Diaz's expense last night. As Josenberger takes a strike 1-1, he was the man who had a triple off Diaz in the fifth inning. But Josenberger has had a history of being able to turn around velocity from good pitching last year at Arkansas. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Also had an extra base hit against the guy who struck out Shohei Ohtani earlier this week in Paul Skeens. The Josenberger, a guy that finds a way to deliver and has some of his best at-bats against some of the better pitching he'll face. 1-2 outside. Two balls and two strikes.
Well, rises up to meet his level of competition. That's what you want to see from a Baltimore standpoint.
Roddy offers, and Josenberger rockets it foul. And it remains even at 2-2. But Josenberger started his college career at Kansas before moving on to the SEC in Arkansas. Was an all-defensive team member a year ago. All-regional team last year for the Hogs. The 2-2 inside and low, a full count. Elio Prado on deck. Was the 100th pick in last year's draft. Aberdeen roster has the Orioles' top four picks from last year as Josenberger takes outside for ball four. So one on and one out. And now the left fielder, Elio Prado, who is 2-for-3, a single, a triple so far tonight for him.
So Castaneda has retired just one of the first five he's faced, and as a result, appears to be Josh Hejka getting loose in Brooklyn's bullpen.
It's either that or someone trying to impersonate Josh Hejka, the only submariner on this Brooklyn staff. It's time called at home plate. Mentioned Prado before. Signed out of Venezuela by the Red Sox. But was traded almost exactly a year after he signed. Runner goes. Pitch outside. The throw down is second. Not in time. A stolen base. It was a strike called on Prado. Fourth stolen bag tonight for Aberdeen. And for Josenberger, that is 24th. So a man at second, one away. And Hetschka continuing to throw down the line. Runner starts and stops as Prado sends one back towards up. And the count 0-2. Well, Prado traded in exchange for Andrew Cashner. Back at the deadline in 2019. And prove how long ago that was. As this fouled again to the screen. That was the last season of Andrew Cashner's career. Well, he has been in the Orioles organization since 2019 as Prado. Came up at the tail end of last year. Played in 41 games. Trying to add a one-run lead here in the sixth. Throw back to second by Castaneda late. Here in the top of the 9 o'clock hour in the East alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock. Back and forth affair. Aberdeen jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Brooklyn led by as many as two. 4-2 lead, 5-3 lead, 6-4 advantage. And now the Ironbirds with three in this half inning to regain the advantage. The 0-2, swing and a miss, got him. First strikeout tonight for Castaneda. And two out of the sixth inning. The former North Carolina Tar Heel, Mike Horvat. Another top prospect in this Orioles system. Number 16 by Baseball America, number 11 by MLB Pipeline. First pitch from Castaneda. And Horvath takes a strike 0-1. Horvath, All-American first team last year according to Perfect Game, but was voted to the All-ACC second team. I don't know how you're a first team All-American as that pitch down and away 1-1. I don't know how you end up in the All-Conference second team, but an All-American first team member. I was the first ACC player since 1999 to have a 20-homer, 20-steal season. 1-1. High pop fly right center field. Consuegra calling for it, makes the catch. And the side is retired. But Aberdeen erupts for two home runs in the inning and score three times to take a one-run lead after five and a half. It's 7-6 Aberdeen. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on SNY.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays. April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn, and trying to play catch-up as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Aberdeen a 7-6 lead. Michael Farritt back to the mound for the Ironbirds. Stanley Consuegra, Nick LaRusso, Austin Allen. Three due up to bat in the inning, and the first pitch to Stanley outside. 1-0. I have to shout out Billy Harner, our assistant general manager. Ran the numbers. We talked about the home runs Brooklyn had not allowed coming into the night. The home runs Aberdeen has hit today as Consuegra takes high 2-0. Coming into tonight, the Cyclones had allowed 5 home runs and 862 at-bats here on Coney Island. That was the second fewest home runs allowed at home in all of minor league baseball. 2-0. Called strike, and it's 2-1. Tonight, they've allowed 3 home runs in 27 at-bats. Quite a difference. It's one of those nights, the ball carrying is the 2-1. Good breaking ball. Consuegra out in front. It is 2-2. Stanley, a single, a double. Couple RBIs tonight. That double tying him with Alex Ramirez for the Cyclones' single season or all-time franchise record, I should say. The 2-2. And he got him on the slider. So Michael Farritt picks up the strikeout. Leadoff man retired in the sixth. That is first South Atlantic League strikeout. One away for Nick LaRusso. Doubled his last time up. 1-for-3 tonight. Russo, All-American second team for the Maryland Terrapins last year. Outside and low, 1-0.
Speaking of the college game, you mentioned Matt Horvat's Tar Heels earlier. Knotted up at 6 with West Virginia right now in the bottom of the ninth in the Super Regional.
And Joey and Mac filming a video for North Carolina social media pages as LaRusso stings one back through the box and into center field for a base hit. Multi-hit game for LaRusso. And Brooklyn has a tying run on with one out. Joey Lancelotti, Mac Horvath filming a video here from Coney Island, wishing the Tar Heels luck tonight. Trying to walk it off against West Virginia at home in game one of the best of three Super Regionals. It's been a constant presence on the TVs, in the clubhouse, around the dining area. Over the last couple of weeks for the Cyclones. First pitch to Austin Allen in by the shins, 1-0. Allen a single and a hit by pitch tonight. But Allen, first year in the Mets organization, spent last year in the Marlins system. 1-0, and Allen hits it sharply foul up the line. A ball and a strike was great shot of Austin yesterday. Not only has he made the trip to Brooklyn as part of his rehab assignment, but his wife and son in the crowd as well. And a great photo of them playing on the field prior to last night's ball game. Always great to see a good family moment as 1-1 hit in the air to right. Back goes Etzel, slowing down by the warning track, makes the catch. And Allen retired for the second out. Gave it a ride. Got too far underneath it. Not easy to hit it out to right field in this ballpark. And so one on and two out for William Lugo.
Can confirm UNC just walked it off. Two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. Tar Heels 8-6 winners. So Horvath and Lancelotti, I'm sure, happy, if they even are aware.
Kind of hope they aren't, at least at this point. As a pitch to Lugo outside 1-0. Yeah, the Super Regionals starting today. The UConn-Florida State. I guess you can really call it a mismatch. It was on earlier today. Had the Evansville game as well on. They're watching every game, whether they have a tie to the school or not. Especially for so many of these guys playing college ball very recently, as Lugo jolts one in the air to center. Back and to his left. And making the grab is Josenberger over the shoulder. And the side retired. So Brooklyn hits the ball well. A couple of deep drives to center and right, with the ballpark big enough to hold both of them. We head to the seventh. Aberdeen up by a run, 7-6. You're watching Cyclones baseball on SNY.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more, plus receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Go to the top of the seventh inning. Victor Castaneda back to the mound. His first pitch is strike, to take over the play-by-play. Here is Johnny.
So Castaneda trying to make sure this Aberdeen lead balloons no larger than one. It is 7-6, Iron Burns. As we go to the top of the seventh, heart of the order up for Aberdeen here in the frame. 4-5-6 to get it started. Beginning with Matthew Edsel, who already has a multi-hit night, pair of RBI singles. 2-1 to the lefty swinging Edsel. Aberdeen, two runs in the second, one in the third, one in the fifth, then three in the sixth. That is what has given them the lead. Called strike on the outer edge, it's 2-2. Each team with an identical 10-hit mark. So one day removed from Brooklyn scoring 13 runs on 14 hits. Cyclones put up double-digit hits yet again. This is outside, three balls, two strikes. Infield swung around to the right, and the payoff on the outside corner. Strike three called. And Edsel retired. So Castaneda starts out his seventh inning much better than he fared to begin the sixth, when he allowed a leadoff home run to Douglas Hodo. So bases empty, one away. Now Carter Young for the fourth time this evening. Second strikeout for Castaneda. Brooklyn does have 10 punch-outs tonight. Young chose bunt. And it's a called strike. Nothing and one. Yeah, Jonah Tong struck out 8 over 5 innings. Did surrender 4 runs, though. Left in line for the victory. but obviously will not get it now as this one served on the ground. LaRusso at first snags it out of thin air and plants his foot on the bag for out number two. So this is exactly what you would have wanted if you're Victor Castaneda after a shaky sixth to settle in rather nicely, retire the first two in the seventh. And now Douglas Hodo. Hodo gets plunked. Hit him toward the ribs. Appears to be all good. Shakes it off and jogs down that first base line. So a two-out base runner for Aberdeen. As Hodo aboard, now Jalen Vasquez. We've seen Vasquez make a couple of nifty plays defensively. 0 for 2 with a walk at the dish. Brooklyn in the home half will send 5-6-7, Tillian, Lara, and Suero. Three of Brooklyn's biggest offensive contributors over the course of the past couple of contests. Runner goes, called strike, throw from Allen, they got him! Austin Allen with the cannon to retire the side as Hodo plucked off the base pads. Castaneda faces the minimum, stretch time on Coney Island, Brooklyn down by one, we'll be right back.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch time or violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure. He's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now. Weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein. Perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Well, 9 outs left for this Aberdeen bullpen to go get, but with the way this game has gone, that will be a tall task in the first pitch of the bottom of the seventh. This is outside for ball one to Junior Tillian. It is Ironbird 7 and Cyclone 6. Tillian, Lara, Suero. The three to bat for Brooklyn here in the home seventh. Tillian hits a ground ball through on the left side for a base hit. Underneath the glove of a diving Vasquez. Second hit of the night for Junior, who is now aboard for the third time tonight. And Brooklyn has the tying run aboard in the bottom of the seventh for Wilfredo Lara. So Forrett, who came on in the fifth, allowed Brooklyn a plate one in the fifth before a scoreless sixth. Now a bit more adversity for him to have to deal with here in the seventh with a runner on and nobody out. Lara takes high, 1-0. Wilfredo had that triple in the fifth and was brought home one batter later on Chris Suero's RBI single. Cyclones with 11 hits now tonight. Three away from tying their season high. 1-0. ball and a strike. Yeah, Wilfredo red hot. 2 for 2 yesterday. Also drew a walk and scored 3 times. And has a triple and a run to his line tonight as well. Not a very large lead for Tillian off of first base. On one foul back. So the Cyclone squad that finds themselves 2.5 games back with 12 to go. If they want to win the first half crown in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. First place Greensboro at 31-22. Brooklyn 29-25. 1-2 on the way. Check swing. He went strike 3. Jamal Allen rings up Wilfredo Lara. Third time today, Lara is down on strikes. Big punch out for Michael Foran. One on and one away for Chris Suero. It was a called strike anyway against Lara. And now Suero, one on and one gone. Pitch. Nothing in one. So Suero, 3 at-bats and 3 trips to the bases tonight. Pair of walks and the RBI single we alluded to earlier in the fifth that played at Lara. Behind, nothing and one. Farrett delivers. Swinging a line drive, well hit to left. Prado lets it drop in front of him. Quick relay in, and Suero aboard for the 4th time tonight. His second base knock in as many plate appearances. And Brooklyn has 2 on, 1 away for Mateo Gill. Well, this is as good a chance as ever for Brooklyn to pull even, perhaps better. 2 on, 1 out. What can Mateo Gill do? Sacrifice fly in the second. Not much doing for Gill since then. First pitch, hit to left, sinking quickly, drops in for a base hit. Prado throws in quickly. Tillian gets the stop sign at third. Throw goes back to first. Gill did a nice job to get back safely standing. And the bases are loaded with one away for Kellum Clark. So single, strikeout, single, single. That's the inning so far for Michael Foran, the right-hander, who now gets Kellum Clark with this Coney Island crowd feeling it on a Friday night. Can Brooklyn pull even here? Clark 1 for 3 on the night. Foul ball. Kellum just 0 for 2 with the Cyclones when he woke up this morning. Did not play yesterday in Brooklyn's 10-run victory. But on in a crucial spot in this ballgame here. Tillian on third, Suero on second. Gill behind him on first. Clark takes downstairs. Well, this Aberdeen squad that has erupted for 3 home runs tonight. Had the second fewest long balls in the South Atlantic League entering play today. Find themselves up 1 here. Bases loaded, 1 away. And a 1-1 count on Clark. Pitch. Wave and a miss. Clark just missed it. 1-2. Very big hole on the left side for the lefty batter, Clark. Shortstop Vasquez shaded up the middle. Clark pounds it on the ground to second base, and the throw trickles into left field. It rolls all the way into foul territory, and 2 runs home to score. Brooklyn has the lead. It's 8-7. That could have been a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. Instead, it's an E4 against Mac Horvath, and the Cyclones are in the driver's seat.
Yeah, Horvath just yanked that throw a little bit towards the home plate side of second. And no chance for Vasquez trying to reach across his body to try and field that ball while keeping his foot on the bag. Great base running by Brooklyn. That second run scoring, everyone moves up an extra base. And not only does Brooklyn have the lead again, runners at second and third, one out, Johnny, in the top of the lineup coming up.
So back and forth we continue to go. Like a heavyweight bout here on this Friday. All told, Gill winds up at third, Clark at second. They certainly had plenty of time to take that extra base with the way that ball rolled beyond the third base coach's box in foul territory on the third base side. So here we go. Brooklyn up one, 8-7. Two in scoring position and only one gone for Stanley Consuegra. There is no throwing going on in Aberdeen's bullpen down the left field line. Infield comes in.
And worth noting, it looks like Carell Paz has come on a run for Kellum Clark at second base.
So Paz takes the spot of Clark at second. And a huge at-bat here for Stanley Consuegra. First pitch to him. Consuegra already a couple of hits tonight, including a two-run double that plated a pair in the second. No hits since then, though. Awaiting a 1-0 delivery. Consuegra hits it hard, foul. Well, if you like the sound of the crack of the bat, Stanley Consuegra is the guy for you. When he gets a hold of one, even like that, just a foul ball on the ground. Just a ferocious swing when he gets it off the barrel. That aesthetically pleasing crack that every baseball fan knows and loves so dearly. Ball and a strike to him. Infield remains in. Consuegra hits it in the air. Left center field. Josenberger moving backwards. Makes the catch, but that ball hit plenty deep enough for both runners to advance and a run home to score. A sacrifice fly for Brooklyn's all-time hits leader, and Brooklyn extends the lead to 9-7 here in the seventh. Third ribby of the night for Stanley as Mateo Gill taps home. Paz up to third. Two away for Nick LaRusso. Brooklyn still threatening here. Strike one. So the Cyclones hadn't had a multi-run inning since the second when they plated four. Got one in the third, one in the fifth, but three already home here in the home seventh. Ball and a strike to LaRusso. Nick already a pair of hits tonight. Checks his swing on a 1-1 offering. They say he went. So it is 1-2. So Brooklyn at the point now where all nine starters have recorded at least one base hit today. One day after, 8 of 9 did it last night. LaRusso checks his swing again and did not go. Two balls and two strikes to the Cyclones' first baseman. How about the offense? Maybe somebody told the Cyclones, hey, you're on TV the next two nights. Better make sure you bring your A game. Bats certainly have done that. 9 on 13 tonight. Had 13 on 14 hits last night. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Oz on third. Here's a 2-2. LaRusso takes a little bit outside, and the count full. Forrett thought he had him. Deep exhale for the righty arm. Unleashes a payoff. outside, ball four, and the inning continues. LaRusso aboard for the third time tonight. There is action in Aberdeen's bullpen, a right-hander getting warm. Runners on the corners, two away for Austin Allen.
Looks like Bradley Brimmer up in the bullpen for Aberdeen.
First pitch, Allen swings and misses. Home run hack, nearly dropped to an E in the process. Allen tonight singled in the third. Came home to score on a balk that was issued against Luis De Leon, who started this game for Aberdeen. Went only three innings, allowed five runs. Allen was also hit by a pitch in the fourth. Throws his two times on the bases tonight. Toss over to check on LaRusso. No sweat for Nick. Takes a sizable lead yet again. A one. Wave and a miss. Allen fooled there. Need to get defensive here, nothing at two. William Lugo would be next. No balls, two strikes. LaRusso takes off for second, and the pitch is fouled away, first base side.
Yeah, with two strikes, Austin Allen really can't afford to let that pitch go by. As LaRusso had second base stolen, needed to protect. So Nick back to the bag at first.
He was halfway to second before Ford even released that baseball. For what it's worth, no action brewing in Brooklyn's bullpen. LaRusso takes off again. 0-2 poked on the ground to second. Horvat scoops it up and zips it over to first to retire the side. But not before Brooklyn puts up a three spot in the bottom of the seventh. The Cyclones lead it 9-7. Let's go to the eighth. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on SNY.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
New arm in the game for the Cyclones. Victor Castaneda's day is done, so that means it's on the shoulders of Josh Hetschka, Brooklyn's all-time leader in appearances, to preserve this two-run lead. The Submariner on in a 9-7 ball game, and to take us home on the play-by-play, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. The all-time leader in appearances in Brooklyn Cyclones history. And his first pitch of the eighth inning. Outside 1-0 to Jalen Vasquez. Vasquez is at the plate when Hodo was caught stealing to end the seventh. As the 1-0 high Two balls and no strikes. Hetschka has played for the Cyclones when they were a short season team, was part of the 2019 New York Penn League Championship team, the last New York Penn League Championship in history. As Vasquez out in front, and the count, two balls and a strike. Vasquez has walked tonight. Since then, a ground out and a flyout. Roddy deals. Vasquez tied up inside. Two balls and two strikes. Hetschka, 27 years old from the state of Michigan, went to Johns Hopkins University. One of the more interesting guys, not only on this Cyclones roster, but maybe throughout the minor leagues. Last pitched on Saturday, went 3 1/3 innings. As Vasquez swings and a foul tip into the glove of Allen, strike three. So Hetschka starts his night with a strikeout. And there's one away. In the top of the eighth inning.
11 punch-outs now for Brooklyn pitchers tonight.
First for Hetschka as Maxwell Costa steps in. He's 3 for 3, a home run and a couple of base hits. But can't hit the first pitch from Hetschka, 0-1. Josh making his 16th appearance of the year. No record of 1.61 ERA, two saves. 15 hits in 22 1/3 innings, six walks, 15 strikeouts. As that pitch high, 1-1, but Hetschka was a computer science major at Johns Hopkins University. He's worked with Driveline in his spare time, the 1-1. Rocketed into left field. How about a four-hit night for Maxwell Costas? He has four of Aberdeen's 11 hits today. And the Ironbirds with one on and one out in the eighth. Also worth noting, after he pinch ran for Kellum Clark in the top, or rather bottom of the seventh, Karel Paz has stayed on as the right fielder. So one on, one out for Adam Retzbach, who homered in his last at-bat. He's 1 for 3, represents the tying run. And he takes outside 1-0. But Hetschka not only worked for Driveline, he also interned back in the day for DyCorp, which is a South Korean company that is involved in the manufacture and supply of semiconductors, test equipment, and computer chips. That's the kind of brilliance we're talking about here. 1-0. Retzbach fouls it off the hands, 1-1. And earlier this year, while sitting in the bullpen, it was Hetschka and right-hander Ben Simon, Mets 13th round pick last year, who was an applied mathematics major at Elon University, right now on the IL. Just tinkering around, thinking about some stuff, and ended up coming up with an analytics stat revolving around inherited runners out of the bullpen. The 1-1, and Retzbach out in front, 1-2. We were talking with Josh about that last night after the game, Johnny. Something that Hetschka's always got his mind on, the game of baseball and how he can apply his great intelligence and mathematical skills to quantify some things.
Yeah, it must have been one of those long, near three-hour games out in the bullpen. Maybe it was getting a little bit dry. So, yeah, well, why don't we come up with some sort of stat?
1-2, got him. Struck him out on the pitch, in on the hands. Second strikeout for Hetschka. And there's two out of the eighth inning for Tavian Josenberger. That K brought to you by our friends at BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. One on, two out, and back to the top of the lineup in Tavian Josenberger. Switch hitter, hits one in the air, left center field. That one will get down for a base hit. Rolling towards the gap. Over to cut it off is Suero. Has some trouble. Picked up by Consuegra. And the Ironbirds will have runners at second and third and two out as Costas held at third.
And I was a little surprised to see Costas get the stop sign at third. Figured down by two outs in the inning. With the way this game has gone, no reason not to be aggressive, but Aberdeen choosing to play it a bit safe.
I thought also, and especially because the ball was bobbled a little bit out there in the outfield, had some trouble getting it to the cutoff man. Costas might have had an uninhibited trip to the plate. But instead, the Ironbirds have the tying runs in scoring position, and two out for Elio Prado. Prado, one of three Ironbirds with multi-hit games tonight. 2 for 4, a triple. A run scored and a strikeout. Hetschka fires. And Prado takes low, 1-0. Hetschka been outstanding for Brooklyn so far this season. A 1-0 pitch. A fastball cut on and missed. Dialed that one up to 87. That might be the hardest pitch we've seen from Hetschka this year. Got those rec specs on. Bright blue mitt. 1-1. Prado chops it on the ground. That is a foul ball up the third base line. Seemed to straddle that chalk line. Not an easy call for Jamal Allen, the home plate umpire. I'm honestly not sure whether or not that ball was fair or foul. But foul the call, and it's 1-2. It was not going to be an easy play for Gill behind the third base back. The 1-2. And he got him. Took something off up in the zone at 76. Hetschka strikes out 3 in the inning and strands the tying runs in scoring position. Brooklyn has the heart of their lineup coming up. 4, 5, and 6 due up in the home eighth, looking to add to a 9-7 lead. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on SNY.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Cyclones looking for some insurance. They lead Aberdeen 9-7 alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. So glad to have you with us on this Friday night. As the first pitch from Michael Forrett outside to William Lugo, 1-0. Lugo, Tilly, and Lara. 3-2 up in the eighth inning. The 1-0. Low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Forrett came on in the fifth inning. This is fourth inning of relief tonight. Has given up 4 runs, just 2 earned on 6 hits in his high A debut. The 2-0. Lugo tried to check his swing and did, according to the base umpire Kroll. 3 balls and no strikes. Series continues tomorrow, 6 o'clock, first pitch. First 1,000 fans, a sock giveaway as part of British Invasion night, as Lugo taking all the way, looks at strike one. Another really good pitching matchup tomorrow. Cade Morris, one of the Mets' top 30 prospects, number 21 by Baseball America. 1-0, a 1.17 ERA, as Lugo watches that sail to the backstop. And he's aboard with a leadoff walk. It'll be Jackson Baumeister for Aberdeen. Was one of the Orioles' top draft picks from a year ago. 0-1, a 1.89 ERA. Baumeister, the number 18 prospect in the Orioles organization. Baumeister against Morris tomorrow at 6, and then 2 o'clock for a Sunday fun day. Eastern European Heritage Day at the ballpark. Dakota Hawkins against Levi Wells, a rematch of Tuesday. First pitch, and Junior Tillian takes up and in. 1-0. Brooklyn a two-run lead. This has been a topsy-turvy game tonight. Tillian chops one on the ground to third. Slowly hit, only play for the third baseman. Young is to first, and that's where they'll get the out. So yep. Lugo to second with one away.
Young has manned his ground rather nicely at third. A couple of nice plays, even ones like that, making the difficult play look rather easy.
But Brooklyn does move the man into scoring position from Wilfredo Lara, 1 for 4 tonight. Three strikeouts and a big triple. Came on to score on a Chris Suero base hit. First pitch to Lara. And a fastball strike inside, half 0-1. Worth noting, Cyclones doing a lot of scoreboard watching this time of year. 2.5 back of first place. Trying to win the first half crown in the North. First half comes to a close on the 20th of June. The 0-1. And Lara check swing foul ball. No balls and two strikes. But just 11 games left in the first half after tonight. Right now, Greensboro 2.5 up on Jersey Shore and Brooklyn. Right now, that game between Jersey Shore and Greensboro. 2-1 Grasshoppers in the bottom of the fourth inning. You're going to have to imagine that game dealt with some sort of weather delay. The 0-2. Down and away. A ball and two strikes. Brooklyn tied with Jersey Shore in the standings. I don't see anything in relation to a weather delay. There's no way they've played 3.5 innings in 3 hours. This hit on the ground left side and through for a base hit. They're going to wave Lugo around. Here comes the throw to the plate by Prado. Cut off and knocked down by Young. It's an RBI single for Wilfredo Lara. Another multi-hit game for the 20-year-old. And Brooklyn, their largest lead of the night. It's 3-10-7.
Well, what did we say off the jump of the broadcast about the hitting being contagious yesterday? I think that has carried over quite nicely into this evening as well.
So Brooklyn with double figures runs in back-to-back games for the first time all season. And now a man at second, still only one out for Chris Suero, who has had himself another outstanding game tonight as he takes up and in. And I think they said that ball hit off the knob of the bat, a foul ball. So a tough luck strike for Suero, 0-1.
And Brooklyn does indeed tie its season high in the hits column with 14. Same mark they put up yesterday.
Far it up over 60 pitches. Aberdeen bullpen coming to life. As Suero, a chopper, and this is going to get over the head of Young and into left field, a base hit. They're going to send Lara again. Ball bobbled and left by Prado. He'll throw to second. That ball goes into right field. Suero's off for third. They're still chasing it around. Gomez is going to send him. Is it a little league home run? The throw to the plate, the tag. Safe! It's a little league home run for Chris Suero. And Brooklyn leads it 12-7. And Maimonides Park is up for grabs. And Felipe Rojas Jr. out of the third base dugout. Chris Suero, a smile worth $1 million. Brooklyn, a game-high five-run lead and a call to the bullpen as Suero has chased the right-hander. Oat Milkers, foam fingers, raising high. On this Friday night on Coney Island, we'll get to the name of the new arm when we come back. 12-7 Brooklyn. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones baseball right here on SNY.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
What a sequence on Coney Island. 12-7 Cyclones after Chris Suero's Little League inside the park home run. Bradley Brimmer on to try to stop the bleeding, Justin.
Brings up Mateo Gill, who takes inside and low 1-0. Well, last night Suero hit one to the moon, and tonight he shows off the wheels, circumnavigating the bases on a line drive to left. Just a single throwing error on the left fielder. Elio Prado, that will credit Suero as scoring all the way from first base on the single. 1-0, and a breaking ball outside, 2-0. Bradley Brimmer on for his second appearance in the series. There are two scoreless innings on Tuesday night in relief of Graham Fyrovic. 2-0, foul ball up the line. Brimmer, 14th appearance, 1-2, a 2.16 ERA. Does have a save, 17 hits, 25 innings, 10 walks, 31 strikeouts. Former 12th round pick of the Orioles out of Indiana. He's actually drafted twice by the Orioles. 2-1. Low, three balls and a strike. Was drafted by the Orioles in the 23rd round in 2018 out of high school, Decatur Central in Indianapolis, but did not sign. Started his college career at Wright State in Dayton, Ohio, before moving on to Indiana, where his dad, Dan, also a Hoosier graduate. 3-1 in there for a strike and the count full 3-2. It's great to see another Indiana alum, John Barron and Vito Calise of the Farm to Flushing podcast here today as Gill fouls it away. Talked with Nick Morabito, Cade Morris, the no-hitter trio from Tuesday, Gilbert Gomez. Check that out on the Farm to Flushing podcast with Vito and John. It's great to see them today as Gill off the end of the bat to right. And Matthew Etzel back into his right makes the grab, two out. Now bring up Karel Paz. Came on as a pinch runner last inning for Kellum Clark. Took over in right. Numbers for Paz so far this year, hitting .193, two homers, five RBIs. Playing his first game of the series here tonight. A two-hit game on Sunday. And he fouls it off. 0-1. Paz signed out of Cuba in 2022. Went through Guyana, Brazil, Uruguay, Panama, and Haiti before establishing residency in the Dominican Republic. That one outside, 1-1. Left Cuba in 2017. Signed by the Mets in February of 2022. 1-1. And Paz, a high pop-up. Shallow center. Out is Horvath, called off by somebody. The center fielder, Josenberger, can't make the play. And Paz, a belly flop in at second base with a double. Nobody called that ball in shallow center. Horvath went out. The only one who really went after it with any sort of intent. And Josenberger and Edsel came on, but it landed in the Bermuda Triangle. And Pazin at second with a double. That double brought to you by Barrelsmith. Their barrel-aged cocktails put the barrel on the ball.
Has to be frustrating for Brimmer. And that's one from a defensive standpoint that'll keep you up at night.
There have been 10 Cyclones that have come to bat tonight, Johnny. The 55-footer to Consuegra, 1-0. All 10 now have a base hit. 12 runs, a season high, 16 hits. Brooklyn had 13 runs on 14 hits last night. They hadn't had a game like that at home since May 2021. And they may top it a night later. A 1-0. A strike and it's even at one. Stanley 2-for-4 with a sac fly tonight. Cyclones, five different players again with multi-hit games. The 1-1 pitch. Consuegra line drive. Base hit left field. Here comes Paz to the plate. Prado's just going to toss it into second. Brooklyn a season high 17 hits. And they've now tied their season best with 13 runs. Brooklyn leads 13-7 in the eighth.
I mean, this is crazy. Everyone in the lineup having some fun tonight, even Karell Paz, who probably didn't even think he was going to play today. You saw him grinning ear to ear there in the dugout.
Well, we saw Brooklyn put up six in the fifth, four in the sixth last night. They have scored three in the seventh, four here in the eighth. And Brooklyn, when they have been putting up runs in this series, they have been putting a beat down on for multiple frames as LaRusso rockets a base hit into center field. It's a carnival, a carousel, everybody moving around. Two on, two out in the eighth inning.
Tell you what, Brooklyn might want to think about wearing these oat milkers jerseys again tomorrow.
Absolutely, it is raining oat milk on Coney Island tonight. Get your souvenir cups out. Now Austin Allen. 1-for-4, a single, a hit by pitch. LaRusso, a three-hit game tonight. There's a strike, 0-1. There are three different Cyclones with three-hit games today. Consuegra, LaRusso, and Suero. Two on, two out. The 0-1 pitch. And Allen pulled his head out. Fouled it off. And the count 0-2. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth inning for Aberdeen. They will have 3, 4, and 5 due up against Josh Hetchka. No action in the Brooklyn bullpen, so he'll be back out. Try and pick up the save. Yes, it would still be a save. In the top of the ninth. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. And Brimmer gets the strikeout to end the inning, but not before Brooklyn erupts for four more runs in the inning on the strength of five hits and error and two men left. The Cyclones have opened up a game-high six-run lead, 13-7 Brooklyn as we head to the ninth. Don't go anywhere. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on SNY.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now to secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
To the ninth inning we go here on Coney Island alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Well, Brooklyn's offense fell behind in the sixth inning, 7-6, and all they've done since the start of the seventh is score seven runs to take a 13-7 lead. Back-to-back 13-run efforts for the Cyclones offense on SNY as the pitch to Matt Horvath taken for a strike in the count 0-1. Horvath, Edsel Young, 3-4-5 due up in the ninth as Horvath rolls over on one at third. Knocked down by Gill, regathers, low throw. What a pick by LaRusso on the forehand. One out in the ninth inning. And a great job by Gill to stay with that ball and make an accurate throw. But a big thank you to everybody who's helped make tonight such a success. As always, Jamal Clark, Ricky Viola, Chris Rogers, our incredible camera crew, as Matthew Edsel puts one in the air to left. Coming on to make the play is Suero. And the Cyclones one out away from a victory on Friday night. Fitting in a night where we've got postgame fireworks here in Brooklyn. The Cyclones offense providing fireworks themselves to give the fans a little appetizer. Carter Young, the last line of defense for Aberdeen tonight. And that pitch up and away. And the count 1-0. Edgecombe working quickly. Young takes up and away. Two balls and no strikes. The 2-0. And Young pulled his head out on the off speed. The count 2-1. Got to give credit to the Cyclone fans tonight. They really bought into the Oat Milkers moniker tonight, and the Cyclones now a strike away from victory. Nothing like a chant of one more oat to close out a ball game. How about one more strike? The 2-2 pitch and a foul ball. Young stays in there. Fun nugget for you Met fans. Carter Young signed as a 17th round pick by the Orioles. Why did they have a $1.3 million to sign him? Because they didn't sign a third round pick named Nolan McLean. The 2-2 pitch, and he can't hold up on a back foot slider, and you can celebrate a Cyclones and Oat Milkers victory here tonight. Josh Hetchka picks up the save as the Cyclones rally from 7-6 down, 3 in the 7th, 4 in the 8th, and the Cyclones score 13 runs in back-to-back games and beat the Ironbirds. Your final score, the Brooklyn Cyclones 13 and the Aberdeen Ironbirds 7. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Johnny and I will put a bow on this one. What a couple of nights on SNY, 26 total runs and two Cyclone victories. We'll put a bow on this with, as Bob Murphy would say, the happy recap after these messages on SNY.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package. ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Gotta turn our mics on. Welcome back here to Coney Island alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. So glad you could be with us tonight. And what a performance by the Cyclones these last 2 days. We're already getting the light show, getting it in gear for some fireworks here on Coney Island tonight. And Johnny, the Brooklyn offense provided some fireworks as a little appetizer for the fans as well.
Yeah, we'll try to sneak this in for you guys at home before the fireworks get going. But apologies if we do not. Stanley Consuegra, Nick LaRusso, Chris Suero. What do those three guys have in common? They each had three base hits tonight. Brooklyn sent 10 men to the plate. All 10 of them got at least one base hit. It was a night where everybody in the lineup had a good thing going one way or another.
And I know the pitching was the storyline coming into the ballgame here tonight. Jonah Tong able to battle through five innings left with the victory in hand, obviously. Aberdeen able to rally back before Brooklyn took the lead for good. But really nice job by Jonah Tong, even without his best stuff tonight, able to give the Cyclones an opportunity to win. And that's exactly what he did.
And not only Tong, but even after Victor Castaneda had a rough frame to start his day, buckled down and settled in rather nicely. And then fitting that on a packed Friday night like this, crowd raring and ready to go, it's the Cyclones' all-time leader in appearances in Josh Hejka, who slams the door shut. The Submariner came on and did his thing and really kept the Aberdeen bats at bay over the course of the final couple of frames.
And the Cyclones will go for yet another series victory tomorrow night. Cade Morris on the mound for Brooklyn. Cyclones now have won, or at least not lost, a home series dating back to last August. So the Cyclones continuing their home run here. And the Cyclones trying to follow up back-to-back 13-run appearances with another victory tomorrow.
19-9 at home. When you got a crowd like this, when you got an atmosphere like this, how can you not take advantage of your home turf? Brooklyn's done that all season. They most certainly did it tonight.
It'll be Cade Morris tomorrow for Brooklyn. Jackson Baumeister for Aberdeen, another couple of highly regarded right-handers, will duke it out here tomorrow. 6 o'clock first pitch here from Coney Island. To get your tickets, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Johnny, pretty exciting last couple of days here in Brooklyn.
And we're excited to ring in the weekend as Brooklyn charging towards that halfway point. Again, 2.5 back when they woke up this morning with 12 to go. Each game only going to increase in importance as we approach that halfway point.
Absolutely. We thank you so much for joining us here on SNY tonight. We don't want to delay the fireworks show any further, but a big thank you to Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers, Ricky Viola, our entire crew behind the scenes, making everything look so fantastic here tonight. Our next broadcast on SNY coming up August the 21st against the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, the Phillies High A affiliate, so make sure you mark your calendars. This roster might look a little bit different on August the 21st. The Cyclones hoping to have a victory in hand and maybe a first-half championship with it as well. So for Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock. They're about to set off some fireworks. We thank you for joining us. You've been watching Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on SNY. Final score tonight, Brooklyn 13, Aberdeen 7. Thanks for joining us, and good night from Coney Island.